ज्ञानथी
मिरांदश्याञ्जन
सलाखया चक्षुर्वुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण
कृष्ण हरे हरे
हरे राम हरे राम
राम हरे राम
राम राम हरे हरे
राम हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण Tamil speakers, you can tune to 107.5 megahertz. If at all you want to even hear English with your own self, you can tune to 88.5 megahertz. No? Everybody got tuned, no? For Tamil, 107.5 megahertz. Purpose illada vaikai, upayogam illada vaikai, nokam illada vaikai. Purpose annaka nokam.
English.
Sorry, I turned back. Without purpose, the life is useless. Huh? Please, huh? If anybody, they don't have any purpose of their life, what they do? If they feel that there is no purpose in my life, what they do?
Suicide.
They commit suicide. Huh? They become ghosts. Today, early morning also, I had one death like that one. Somebody hung early morning. I received this one. But not in Chennai, it's different place. So if the person doesn't have any purpose in his life, he doesn't know what to do. So each one should understand, at least these human beings, the purpose, the animals, trees, they may not know. They don't know, in fact. But as a human being, we should understand what is the purpose. Without the purpose, anybody lives, his life is mere waste. But no one should commit suicide. The life is given by Krishna. The body is a gift. So we understand the purpose. What is the difference? Sorry, before that, I want to give the statement. Please note down the statement. First today statement, first purpose. If anybody has not written, please note down. To systematically propagate spiritual knowledge. Every one of us must do like this one now. Systematically propagate. It's not as I like. Spiritual knowledge, not material knowledge. What the WhatsApp is now, material knowledge. What is the difference between spiritual knowledge and material knowledge?
Spiritual knowledge is connected to Krishna.
Connected to Krishna, it possesses the mercy of Krishna. Material means it has only the influence of Maya. as though it is very, very nice. Spiritual knowledge to society at large and to educate all people. Education means they are bringing something and giving them. Educating means to bring within their heart out. It is not that one, the guru has something magic and he is giving something to his disciple. We are all children of Krishna. Now, all children having all the things fully. We are all having our constitutional position, but we miss that position. Our guru realized, but we have not yet realized. That's the difference. But we have everything. Just the guru has to bring that one out. That's all. So that's why we feel guru's words are heavy. We do not want to invoke them. You understand? That's the point. To educate all people in the techniques of spiritual life in order to check the imbalance of values. Imbalance, why they are imbalanced? We are all perfect and complete. If you are not perfect and complete, we are imbalanced. We have to balance it. So Krishna Tulabharam, balancing is what? Krishna, how you can equate Krishna? Not Tulasi. Devotion. Devotion, and Krishna likes Tulasi leaf. Imbalance of values of life and to achieve real. Real is not duplicate. Unity and peace. Some people thinking something and saying something, acting something else. They are not Trikarana Suddhi. Trikarana. Thinking, speaking, acting. These three should be perfect pure. Some people thinking something and telling something, acting something else. So they cannot get the mercy of Krishna. So this is real peace, unity. The Krishna conscious person should bring unity and
peace.
If you are not united, we cannot get to peace. This is very, very important. We do not want to unity. We do not want to
divide.
We do not want to
diverse.
Differentiate. Differentiation, integration. Unity means integrating. Differentiation means dividing. If you divide, we cannot get
unity.
If you cooperate, you will get unity. For all these things, only one thing is important. What is that thing, General Jim? If I want to be cooperative with my own dead enemy, how it is possible? And the instruction of our Guru. This is very, very important. My Guru's instruction. Even if you do not like your God brother, this is Radhanas Maharaj's instruction. Even if you do not like your God brother, you should love your God brother because he is accepted as the disciple of my beloved Guru Maharaj. Even if you have your God brother, that's not favorable God brother for you, you hate him. Even if that one, you should not show your hatredness. You should love him because he has been accepted by your beloved Guru Maharaj as his disciple. The statement of, please understand. This is the unity we are giving respect to our Guru Maharaj. neglect your God brother, you are neglecting your Guru Maharaj. So for all these things, what should be there? One common factor that should be rectified. What is the premier one tell?
Understand the constitutional policy.
Better. Something is related to that one. How you can feel yourself as son of Krishna? We have to transform our
consciousness.
That's important. Now we are going for this consciousness. Number two, principle number two. You understand? So the statement of the purpose number two, please note it down. To propagate a consciousness of Krishna, to propagate a consciousness of Krishna as it is revealed in Bhagavad Gita, to propagate a consciousness of Krishna as it is revealed in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. You understand? You cannot change Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam. This is the consciousness. What is this consciousness? Now what conscious we are?
Body conscious.
So you explain that one, body consciousness means?
It means I am getting pain.
No. Expand that body consciousness. From body, what's there?
Attachment.
Then attachment goes to family, relatives, this, that and all. Please understand now. What the difference between the dead body and the living body?
Consciousness.
The difference between the dead body and the living body?
Consciousness.
There's a consciousness. Consciousness is the symptom of soul. Please understand. Consciousness is the symptom of the soul. If consciousness is there, there is no symptom. Then, consciousness is not there, soul is there. Then, no consciousness.
Coma states,
very correct. Isn't it? These stones, the wall, what state it is in? The wall, the chair, any matter, they are in?
Coma state.
They have no consciousness. How you can say that there is soul? At this Paramatma is there in each atom. Each atom Paramatma is there. That's why H2 plus O2 gives 2H2. They are inert. They are not active. Isn't it? Please now understand the consciousness. The topic is consciousness. Consciousness is the symptom of soul. So the very first instruction given to Arjuna when he was perplexed. Krishna advised him, forget everything and concentrate on your soul. He was talking about the qualities of the soul. He never told them, oh, you lost your property, you want to get back your property. You want to take revenge over your wife's disrespectful disrobing the clothes, sari. You never taught all these things, huh? Isn't it? He told that one, for all your problems, only one thing is, what is the thing? You are considering not your soul. Huh? That's only the problem for all these things. So it's only the problem that we have no proper consciousness. What is the proper consciousness? You fight. Then what Arjuna was advised? You fight, Arjuna?
Against.
Huh?
Against.
You fight, Arjuna? Allah, huh? My? You think of me. That's the consciousness. You're all in this class, but somehow if your consciousness is at home, then your consciousness is changed. So Krishna is advising Arjuna, you fight, that is your duty. But you should think of me and fight. That's the consciousness. While fighting also your consciousness is of, then you are victorious, perfect. If your consciousness is changed, you are not victorious. Yatra
Yogeshwara
Krishna Yatra Partho Dhanudharaha. Where? How they are? If you think of them, they are there. If you don't think them, as though they are there, for you, they are not there. Isn't it? God is everywhere. How many people realize that one? If you think, if you're able to see, that's the thing, the gurus, we are giving you the knowledge, no? You have to see Krishna everywhere. Huh? So the proper consciousness is Krishna consciousness. This is what taught in Bhagavad Gita. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the lives, histories of such great souls. How they led their lives successfully. There are so many Mahajanas. Huh? Right. The Mahajana, we are all Jana. They are Mahajana. Maha means great. No one is equal to them or greater than them. Maha. So this is thing we should understand. As we get our body, material body here, as we are born, we should understand the consciousness. The baby's consciousness we have to transform towards Krishna. A really beneficiary, great, saintly person made this one. Who is that person? Who is that person? Narada. Who? Narada whom? Narada taught that he transformed the consciousness towards Krishna.
Yes,
Prahlad. Absent mind. All the devatas, demigods, they thought the baby was demon. Radhesh is better than anyone of you. Really, I'm telling you. You should understand what I'm speaking. In that, there is the answer. They thought, who are they? They are demigods. What is the mentality? What was the vision? They are unable to see the reality. The baby? They thought that the baby was?
Demon.
Demon. But saintly person, Narada, he sees the baby as? Great devotee. Huh? Isn't it? That devotion, the great devotion is within there. He just invoked. Huh? And the demon, the devatas, they captured Prahlad's mother and they're taking to kill the baby. But by the divine arrangement of Krishna, Narada intervened. He stopped. He told the demigods, you do not know about the child. I will take care. I am responsible for that baby. And he taught. How many mothers can do like this one? Please understand. It's not only just a reading. We have to implement in our life. Isn't it? The consciousness is very, very important. If we are not Krishna conscious, then we are? Defeated. We are the loser. We are failure candidate. Please understand. The maximizing the this consciousness is Krishna consciousness. You have to become Krishna conscious. Why? Why it is so? Why Krishna conscious? Why Krishna conscious? We are part and parcel of Krishna. It is not that blindly we are telling become Krishna conscious. The reason behind that prana is we are parts and parcels of Krishna. That's why we are telling. We are not fools. We are not misleading anyone. Anyone who is not Krishna conscious, he is definitely misleading all the world. But Krishna conscious person never cheat and never get cheated. But the whole world is
cheaters
and cheater. Why? They are not Krishna conscious. Simple statement I am telling, just for the baby, sir, this is like LKG, UKG like, isn't it? So the real consciousness of the soul is Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, it is absolutely failure. They cannot go back home, back to Godhead. Please understand this point. We are all part and parcel. Mamai vamsu jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana sarva yoni sukhantaya mukti sambhavantiya. How nicely Krishna is telling. Can anyone else go like this one? Some fathers say, I'm very much ashamed to tell that you are my son. Isn't it? So many people, they say, I'm ashamed to tell that you are my son. But Krishna, how boldly he is telling, as though we are fool number one, sir. But still Krishna is telling, you are my son. Please understand right now. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted this point? My Guru Maharaj told me that I am fool number one. Can anyone of us think like that one? We are proud of our income. 1 month I am earning 3 lakh rupees. What is greater than that one? Isn't it? If we become Krishna conscious, that is the worth. Than anything else in this world. So the consciousness is very, very important. If you are not Krishna conscious, we are dead person, we are ghost. What does the ghost do? Yesterday also we were talking about ghost. They disturb others because others are happy, they are doing as they want. The ghosts, as though they have the intention, desire, they cannot do. There is no provision of material body for them. Huh? So Krishna conscious person is very, very happy. Others are not happy. So they are envious. They are giving troubles to them. Huh? There was one lawn. In that lawn, one devotee, he slept very nicely. He stretched his leg and he kept one hand just like the Padmanabha, no? Like this one, very happily, no problem at all. Huh? One businessman came. Why you lazy fellow? You are lying like this one? Huh? Do something. Huh? You give some product to this material world. You see me, how hard working I am. Morning, early in the morning, late night. Why you people, you are eating and telling Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, lying down here? Huh? Ashley is so intelligent, he's earning so much money, this, that and all. Then the devotee told, please sit down, make your head cool first. So what you are going to do? I'm going to earn. Very, very nice. You can lead your life nicely. One day, you are going to become? You are going to become?
Old.
Afterwards, you are going to give up your body. Then what you will do? It doesn't have any. Okay, after earning this much money, what you are going to do? Huh? In another way, he is telling. What I am going to do? I am going to have my own resort. Huh? And my children will be doing business. In that resort, I am going to lay down and take rest. Huh? He told what you wanted to do after some time. I am doing the same thing right now. What you want to do later on when you lost all your power? Huh? The same thing now I am doing. I am using my power to please Krishna. Huh? You are using all your power to please yourself. Huh? Please understand, Krishna never cheats anyone. Krishna never commits mistakes. Krishna's one action. Can anyone follow up this statement? Krishna's one action
fulfills many purposes.
Better, still better one? Many purposes is not that much really. Krishna's one action fulfills the different desires of different
people.
Note down that statement. Krishna's one action can fulfill the different desires of different people. Huh? So he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You got confused? Your face is telling me. I can read your face like that, Chwala. Huh? Krishna's one action. Your Arjuna was satisfied. Duryodhana was satisfied, Bhishma satisfied, Balram satisfied. Huh? Arjuna and Duryodhana both come to get help from Krishna. Krishna's decision he had told, both are happy or not, is it? But if you do something, we will say, two persons are coming for something. Then what we can do? We can satisfy only one person. we cannot satisfy both. Huh? Isn't it? You please understand. That's why my point was, my realizations I told you in the third one. Not to take part
in disputes.
Take part with anyone in a dispute. So Krishna also, he allowed both. And he gave his decision. Both are happy. But we cannot do like that one. You understand? So Krishna's one single action can fulfill the different desires of different people. So that is the greatness of Krishna. So the consciousness is very, very important. You understand? If the consciousness is not of Krishna, then it is a ghost. Isn't it? He is not happy. He is unhappy. Isn't it? What is the statement? The cleanliness. Can you anyone tell?
Next
cleanliness.
It's next to godliness.
Cleanliness is next to godliness. When God is there any problem? If God presence, isn't it? So if your consciousness is Krishna, then you are pure soul. You are willing, feeling, thinking are all of Krishna. Then you are pure soul, then Krishna is existing. There you can visualize. Then you have no problem. If your thing is just offset, little, material desire is combined, then that becomes troublesome. You will never get happiness. You never become happy. Isn't it? Then, when we are not happy, when the ghost gets inside. Have you seen anyone? Solingur. If you go to Solingur, they are taking the neem kapatha, neem leaves. They do something, this. No, like that, everywhere is there. Even in Maharashtra also, I saw that one. There also, that is very, very dangerous in Maharashtra. Krishna, I went for this Bhaktivedanta hospital. There was some more time. So I just wanted to have fun with that. So I am very much scared seeing all those things. So that's not good. Please, we are also like this one. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also told this one. If you are not Krishna conscious, we are like a ghost. You are chased by ghosts. They are all running. They to get the appearances of Krishna without having knowledge of Krishna. They are chased by ghost. Isn't it? So Srimad Bhagavatam is revealing the truth about ourselves. What is the truth about ourselves? Can anyone tell one by one?
We are the soul.
We are soul. We are not the body. Don't bother for the body. It means that one. But we are not bothering for the soul and we are bothering for the body. Just against that one. Next, what are the things he's telling? You are eternal. Soul means eternal. Okay.
Yes.
You are eternal, but still we are scared of death. Isn't it? Our next point. No, that is the qualities of the soul.
We are part and parcel of Krishna.
We are part and parcel of Krishna. It means not only part, we are parcel also. Means
we
never get separated from Krishna. But we are thinking Krishna is not there. I am free from Krishna. I can do anything as I like. That's wrong. Karmana, Daivanetrena. Always Krishna is visualizing us, supervising us. Supervising, there is one sloka also in this one. Anumanta, yes, correct. That's the one, supervising. Always Krishna is supervising. He got so many agents. We cannot escape from Krishna. Isn't it? So in that, Krishna is the maintainer also. Krishna is, Bharta means maintainer. One who maintains is only the Bharta. There are so many meanings we have to understand. So we are part and parcel of Krishna. We are soul, not the body. We are eternal servants of Krishna. According to our activities, we are facing the reactions. But if you surrender to Krishna, when we commit mistakes, when we are not Krishna conscious, that time we commit mistakes. We already told that if you are Krishna conscious, you never cheat anyone, you never get cheated by anyone. Isn't it? So you are suffering because you are not Krishna conscious. That's why we are suffering. Isn't it? So we have to develop. How we can develop the faith in Krishna? Just by?
Hearing
about Krishna. So many people were talking so many things. One Brahmana thread was cut. Brahmanas cannot live here. I told one thing. Have you understood Krishna? What is Krishna consciousness? Arjuna took all the credits in Kurukshetra war. Same Arjuna could not save Krishna's wives. Why? Krishna, one more point, Jayadratha. The killing of Jayadratha and escaping from its result, effects, is not possible for any human being. What is the thing? If he cut the head of Jayadratha, if false means?
His head will be broken into 100.
On whom it falls, the person will. But if the head falls on the floor? He will become 1,000 pieces. It's possible for Arjuna to do that from his father was meditating somewhere else. Only by the mercy of Krishna. Please understand, we are not the doers. We are the instruments. Those who got puffed up, they think that I am the doer, I am doing this. Arjuna was also puffed up, we can say like that one, but he could not do anything on his own. One more point. Arjuna never protested the killing of his beloved. Not son. Nephew. Abhimanyu. As though he knew before he's going to be killed. You are not recollecting the story? Abhimanyu was killed, no? But he knows, Krishna knows, but he never protested. If you can understand all these things, you never suspect Krishna. Finally, Krishna neglected to safeguard his own wives. Even dacoits, they robbed his own wives. Why Krishna allowed? The person he never understood, he never opened his mouth. He's talking about why the people, they cut the Brahmana thread. This, Brahmanas cannot live in this world like this. I told, did you understand Krishna consciousness? Why Krishna did like that one? Why neglected to protect his own wife? He cannot answer. And we are puffed up. We are telling, we are Brahmanas, we are going this and we are going. Any time Krishna conscious person never become perplexed. You never become unhappy. This person is there, Krishna conscious person. He could not answer for me that question. First try to understand Krishna, what is Krishna consciousness. Tattvataha you learn Krishna, then you don't find all these things. Already in Bhagavatam it is mentioned, the symptoms of Kali Yuga. You want to go against that one's scriptural injunctions? He could not answer. You understand my point? There are so many various symptoms of Kali Yuga mentioned in Bhagavatam. Can you rectify them? How you can escape?
Holy.
If you become Krishna conscious, that's the point. If you become Krishna conscious, then there is no hurdles in your life. Can anyone stop the waves in the ocean? Can anyone stop the waves in the ocean? How you can escape then?
Standing in the shore.
No one can try to stop anything that is going to come upon. Not only they are cutting the brahmana, they are going to cut your throat also someday. Be careful. But how you can escape? You cannot stop the waves. How you can escape? Just try to learn swimming. A simple thing we do not know. Just try to learn to tolerate. Krishna is telling na matra sparshastha kaunteya sitoshna sukha dukha daha. The both are coming. It's not only. It's coming through the senses. You have to tolerate, to learn. Learn to tolerate them. The waves, we cannot stop it. But if you become a best swimmer, they love the waves, isn't it? They do not want to come out from the waves. Like Kunti Maharani is telling Krishna, please give me all the problems. I'm very, very happy to think of you. Very, very happy not to forget you. Please understand these waves. No one can try to stop these waves. But if you become a swimmer, we love the waves. They don't like small waves. If they come, the big one, the children are very, very happy. They also jump over. That's a Krishna conscious person. You never feel sad. You feel happy. Who Krishna can do like this one? Don't send all these useless WhatsApp messages. These are not croc and frogs. Don't waste your time. Try to read proper books. Understand. No one as good as Prabhupada. Please understand. He himself told, I have given you everything what you need in my books. You need not read any other books. But still we are telling we are Prabhupada's moment is gone, but we are not following. We are cheating ourselves. And then Krishna is telling, if you are sinner, offender, doing all nonsensical thing, no problem. Even you are women killer, cow killer, brahmana killer, no problem. You just surrender to me and stop all those nonsensical things. I will eradicate all the reactions of your sinful actions. Moreover, do not fear. Who can give the guarantee? Any politician can give the guarantee? Even your father, own father, mother can give the guarantee? Krishna is giving the guarantee. But we don't believe. We don't have faith in Krishna's words. Isn't it? The person, one king, he got one male son. And all are very, very happy. Oh, my dear king, you got so nice baby, male baby. Now we want something from you. Please give us some gift. He told the Brahma, I'm sorry, but I'll definitely give you. When? Not now. When? When my son grows up, when he is very, very obedient, very, very humble, he's not doing any nonsensical thing, that day you come, I will give more than what today what you are expecting. Today what you are expecting, more than that one I am going to give that day. You understand? Bhagavad Gita, like that book, we cannot find anywhere else. That to Prabhupada's. Because I also read so many Bhagavad Gitas before coming to this ISKCON movement, but nothing was there for me. I could not get any answers, anything clear picture. Now I can see there, that's the cognizant. Now we have to use that word cognizant, not ignorant. People may say he is ignorant, but what about you? You are also ignorant. If you are not cognizant, you are also ignorant. Isn't it? It is not that much easy to understand Krishna. Isn't it? We have to understand Tattvataha. That is the Guru's job actually. Yes, my dear Krishna, my disciple is a sinful person. I am taking charge of him. Please, eradicate all his sinful. That time the Guru never suffers. This is the symptom you can see. Guru should not suffer. He should train the disciples like that. Isn't it? So in this one, actually, the point is, if you want to glorify a person or your boss or the king, first you should satisfy his dog. King means prince. Boss means his son. You cannot directly do that one. That's the thing Krishna is stressing even in Bhagavad Gita. As though he was very close friend to Arjuna from his childhood, he never revealed anything about Krishna. When he surrenders to Krishna, when he accepted Krishna as his guru, then he revealed all the things. So without guru, you cannot expect the absolute things that you can learn. It's impossible. Is it? Why you are cutting the cakes for birthdays? What's the reason behind that one? What are they? Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, moksha. These are all unwanted things that should be driven out. That's not by ourselves, by only the mercy of Krishna. If you please Krishna, try to please Krishna. We cannot do anything, we are not the doers in fact. We have to try to please Krishna. Then only Krishna will do all these things. That's the thing I told you, how you can understand Krishna is pleased. He is removing all our unwanted things. Isn't it? If all the unwanted things removes, then it becomes pure. Then Krishna's existence we can see, you can witness Krishna's existence. Otherwise not possible. That otherwise is not at all possible. You understand? So what is the essence of Bhagavad Gita? What is the essence of Bhagavad Gita? Many people they say Chaturvedi, Andhavedi, this Vedi, that Vedi. Vedas, even before reading Vedas, we should understand the basic Bhagavad Gita. What is the essence of Bhagavad Gita? What does it mean?
Surrender to Krishna.
How to surrender?
Give up all the dharma.
one has to develop the faith in Krishna and accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the source of everything. No one is equal to Him or greater than Him. You should give all your credits to Krishna. No one else. That's your final thing, understanding of Bhagavad Gita. Why is telling? To me only. Mam ekam. It's not mam dvam. Me and Radharani also I never tell. Huh? Mam ekam. Ekam is only one. Huh? Not Vinayaka or not this or that or anything. Huh? Mam ekam. Please understand. Huh? Krishna is giving that one. Do not fear. So if one comes to that one, I can, yesterday so many people were talking the purpose of doing the this or that or even without any scriptures also. Many people, they are in Kali Yuga, they are foolish people. Even in my young age, that time also we are not like this, this purpose, this, that and all. Margali month means only Andal. Margali, Thingal, Tirupavai. So this and all, nowadays no Tirupavai, yeah? No Tirupavai at all. So how? This time is changing. Huh? Isn't it? So we should be very, very firm in Krishna consciousness. This time is actually moving us along with the Kali Yuga. But still, we should not become wavering, as though the wind blows. We should have that firmness, determination. How? Example? The firm. He could not. He cannot. He is not at all disturbed. Not like Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur, please understand this episode. I told recently also one Telugu film, the Telugu song, that is Mohini. Anadani Varachupalo Jagala Vodipone Viridavadu. So Maya Devi had self-kind, but she could not defeat
Haridas Thakur.
She failed. So how firm Haridas Thakur? Not only that one, he is not like Durvasa Mahamani. What is this? Sakuntala. Vishwamitra. It's not like Vishwamitra. Isn't it? He is thinking of Krishna. Haridas Thakur was thinking of Krishna. Not only that one, he was not defeated, he was not cheated. Moreover, he transformed that Maya, the prostitute. You understand? So in Krishna consciousness, there is no loss. She changed and she asked, begged Haridas Thakur, please accept me as your disciple. What he told? Did anyone tell? How he accepted? No? Anyone? She was doing prostitute activities. She got so much money like nowadays. This computer engineers are doing. First of all, he told, if you want to become my disciple, you go and distribute all your and money, give donation. You You become proper, pauper. Come to me, I will give it to you in this world. Huh? If you are money minded, you cannot get the mercy of Krishna. Huh? It all. See, did. All the earnings and all, she gave up. A charity, everybody. Then Haridas Thakur was happy. Then she could get the love of God. Huh? Is right. So this is understanding of Krishna. In that way we can see the lives of devotees. If you read Bhagavatam, next Bhagavad Gita is Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is real. That is the real. That is the real. That is the real. That is the real. Veda Anta. That is the real Anta. It's not Shankaracharya wrote Veda Anta. That is not the real. Huh? You understand? Huh? Sorry. Veda Vyas wrote the Vedanta, not Shankaracharya, sorry. Veda Vyas wrote the Vedanta. After compiling that one, he was not happy. Which doesn't give happiness, that cannot be the end of the knowledge. End of the knowledge means it should give happiness. Then again the same Narada is coming. And he helped Veda Vyas. Then he took, don't, now also I am telling the same thing as Narada was telling to him. I am also those who are the users of the WhatsApp, don't take anything which doesn't have connection to Krishna. This thing, Bhagavatam, no? Bhagavatam is purely for Krishna's. Huh? All these people they are having the Vedavyas Vedanta, not Bhagavatam. Please understand this is the thing. Don't waste your time using these words of unnecessary things. How many times you tell, by mistake I clicked this name. Why mistake? Why you are doing this nonsensical thing for others? You do not want to send to our group. Why you want to send that one? Huh? It means you never understood what is what. Huh? If everything is so nice, what is the point of Prabhupada compiling his books? Huh? Prabhupada is a fool? He is full or we are full? And we are telling you, I am ISKCON devotee. What type of ISKCON devotee we are? Huh? Nonsensical thing and all. By that one, we are not reading Prabhupada books. We are wasting our time. Huh? Sending, I am so elevated soul, I am teaching you all. Huh? This thing, this you are teaching? Sending message means what? We are educating them. This is thing we have to learn from them. Huh? Be careful. Our actions should please Krishna. We cannot do our action for our pleasure. It's very, very difficult to find Kannaya. Kaha ho Kannaya? Huh? Is it fine? Impossible to find Krishna where Krishna is. Your Radharani could not find where Krishna is. She was asking all the trees, pillars, this, that and all animals, birds. Have you seen Krishna? Have you seen Krishna? It's not that much easy even for Radharani. If Krishna reveals himself, then only we can understand. If you don't take Krishna, Maya never leaves us. Huh? If you want to get rid of Maya, you should hold on Krishna's lotus feet. Always impossible. I told you the switch of the light. If you don't turn the light on, you are in darkness. Huh? So Bhagavatam, Draupadi, how nicely she changed her heart. Isn't it? When she lost all the 5 children. She wanted to take the revenge. Who killed my children? But after seeing him, completely transformed. Leave him, leave him, don't kill him. Huh? Can any one of us be like that one? She wanted to take the revenge. But stop, no. Recently one WhatsApp also I saw. She got only one son. The son was bitten by snake. Then she is telling that one person telling that this is the snake bitch. Now I caught the snake, you can kill. But the mother is telling, if I kill the snake, my dead son will live again? That's not possible. At least you can take revenge over them. She told, I do not want to take revenge. We are all suffering because of our own karma. It is not because of others. This one we have to learn from Bhagavad Gita. For any other's mistake, we are not suffering. Krishna is not a fool. For other's mistake, he is giving the reaction to someone else. Everything because of us only. We cannot pinpoint anyone else. So the lives are like that one. In Bhagavatam, the very nice one is Puranjaradas. Puranjaradas, he got attached to his wife. Then story is Prachina Bahiman is the Raj King. He got 10 sons and he's asking, you should learn the purpose behind the life. What is the purpose of the life? You go and meditate. The king, the princess turn, they're going from a pond, some muse coming from there, Lord Shiva is coming. Then he asked, what you are doing here? They told, my father wants us to know the purpose of the life. It seems that you are a divine person, you are coming from this pond. Can you tell us what is the purpose of the life? What we are supposed to do? Then Lord Shiva is giving him, is giving the mantra for Krishna. To please Krishna. Then they become all successful. But we are misusing Lord Shiva. The same thing happened to your father. I told yesterday, he was very, very happy. He accepted it. I never think of like this one, Prabhu. We are ignorant, that much ignorant. We are misusing. You understand? Such a wonderful, wonderful Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam, very point is telling. There is no loss. Somebody may lose one person. Even when I was in Bombay Noon, I kept 20 rupee notes, 3 notes, 60 rupees in my purse. When I got on from my train, my purse is missing. I still remember that one. 20 new notes, 3 notes, 60 rupees I kept in Bombay. I never felt that. There's that much rush. There's very, if you just stand at the gate, you'll get inside and get out automatically. You need not detrain or you're entrain. Automatically the dust, that is done. How nice they are. See, some people may lose. I heard that one. They were carrying the salary, month salary in a briefcase. They stand up on the door only. They throw the stones on that particular hand which is the holding that briefcase. That time under briefcase, even I was also using briefcase. Aristocratic, VIP, nowadays that is all gone. Isn't it? They throw and he loose. He drops that bag. The train is moving fast. Then they take this one. Like that also many people they lost. Parikshit Maharaj is going to lose his own life. That's the thing the Bhagavatam is telling. He's completely going to lose his life. He was emperor. For the whole world he was a king. He got so much appliances. He was helped by He was helped by?
Sukadeva.
He was helped by?
Sukadeva.
Sukadeva, who is he? 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 Completely renounced person. I told the king, is the emperor, just opposite. What happened to your intelligence? You had to see how I take the examples, huh? The contradictory examples. He got all facilities. The fatalist never helped him. But all renounced persons, Sukadeva Goswami, even he doesn't wear his dress. Such a person helped him. Huh? How he helped? He made him fully Krishna conscious. He lost his life. Even in the loss of life, he gained. What he gained?
Spiritual
body. Its original spiritual body. He went back to its original world residence. He is the loss. That's what Bhagavatam telling. In Bhagavad Gita, we can learn that who we are. How we can eradicate all our anarthas. Huh? But Bhagavatam tells, we never get lost. If you become Krishna conscious. Even if you give our body, if you lose our life also, there is no loss. Isn't it? But still there are so many things in second, this one. I think so this time is more than 1 hour, no? But there are many things. But those who are fortunate, they can read my notes. In that one I have given. But those who are in the first level, second level, they may not get, isn't it? So this is according to extent to surrender to Krishna, that extent Krishna is. Because I cannot take the, there are many things, imagination and the originality, spiritual and material, illusion and, but there are so many topics also there. But I have given everything in my notes. Okay, so this one is, I am going beyond the time allocated for me. So if you have any doubts or clarification required, please. But the most excellent, this is only for about, this is Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. So to my best, I completed all those things. Okay, if anybody has any doubt or clarification required, please come forward. No doubt? Everyone feeling hungry? I thought,
Goodness and attitude.
Pardon?
One is mode of goodness. Another is for the pleasure of Krishna. What is the difference?
Mode of goodness is influenced by Maya.
Maya?
Yeah.
Everything for the pleasure of Krishna.
Everything for the pleasure of Krishna is out of influence of Maya. Then only you can have everything for the pleasure of Krishna. Otherwise it's not possible.
Krishna does not do any mistake.
Yes.
Correctly.
Yes.
If we are doing something for the pleasure of Krishna,
how you can say that when you are doing for the pleasure of Krishna? There is no honesty. No. If Arjuna is killing his own kinsman, Arjuna is killing Karna, for example. Is honest one? Then honest, dishonest, this and all only under the influence of Maya. If you come to Krishna, it is transcendental. It is beyond honest and beyond dishonest. There we cannot find honest and dishonest. Honest, dishonest, everything belonging to this material body. If you come to Krishna, there is no honest and all. Kapila Deva was teaching to his mother. Is he honest? Son is teaching the mother. This is honest one? But that is honest. Good, bad, both in Krishna consciousness is good. Good, bad, both in Maya, absence of Krishna consciousness is bad only. Even the good is bad only. Here the bad is also good. Yes. Okay? Yes.
That Haridas Thakur gave initiation to the prostitute.
Prostitute
distributed the wealth.
Yes.
But she was accustomed to that profession for so long time. The thoughts and the actions and all will not disturb her.
You mean to say that the initiation given by Haridas Thakur has no influence, no effect? Is a bona fide guru, is not a fake guru. Many people after taking initiation, they promise 16,000 and they are not chanting. The guru is not also taking care of the disciples. Haridas Thakur is not like that one. The words, his vibrations, that changes the person. He's not a fake guru. You cannot think the prostitute to have that influence and all. No. As he distributed everything, he lost everything, all unwanted things, he become completely pure. She cannot even think of, like Yamunacharya. Yamunacharya got all these experience, but how he is hating that one just by spitting even on the thought. That is the purity. That never disturbs him. If he gets disturbed, means he never got purified. Don't think like this is your imaginary one. Don't imagine anything as like. It never be. There's a potency of Namacharya. If you become completely Krishna conscious, your words, your thoughts, your activities, all completely controlled by Krishna. Neha Vikramanasu. Sorry, what is the term? Yetam, ye tatagatam kutsavani.
Yesam tatagatam.
Yesam, ye. No. Nasayami atma bhavastho jnana dhipena
bhasva. Yesam, yevanukam partham.
Yesam, yevanukam partham. Aham ajnanajam tamaha. Nasayami atma bhavastho jnana dhipena bhasvata. Such a person, even they are about to do something wrong, Krishna will stop him. Is right? I wanted to become the doctor for the body. Krishna made me?
The soul.
Just literally example. It's not a great thing. Just for our realization. You can remember that one. Now, okay, don't imagine anything as you like. that is offensive. Okay? Everything is clear?